Temperature Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who passed along a whistleblower complaint about President Trump asking Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden, Michael Atkinson, briefs the House Intelligence Committee this morning. Since he was there 2 weeks ago.
The whistleblower complaint has been declassified. The White House has released the July 25th phone call. And also, Democrats want more information from Atkinson about the evidence he used to determine that the whistleblower's complaint was credible. Republicans want more information about the procedure, whether it was followed.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. At least 42 people have died in anti-government protests in Iraq this week. Iraq's Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi is calling for calm and says about security measures like curfews.
It is like the bitter medicine that is indispensable because your security cannot be taken at risk, or we cannot leave the country and your safety to go with the wind.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Fox Sunday Animation Domination is back in a big way.
Fake news.
It's the first place to see all new episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Let's hit it.
And Bob's Burgers.
Is that true?
1000%.
Plus, bless the hearts.
Everybody ready?
Yeah!
The fresh and funny new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph.
There will be an excessive celebration of animation domination.
So watch Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Tires, expert service, Tire City.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back in to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell,
Carolyn Hanson.
Hey, Carolyn. Oh, he gave the last name. Wow, you've been outed, Carolyn.
The Widow Hanson.
The call-in number is 272-9228. Guests will be stopping by any minute now.
Well, yeah, supposedly.
But I have a story I have to
tell. I wish you'd tell it.
All right. The headline is too much, so I'm going to try to just tell the story without giving it away too quickly. A woman was arrested on meth charges.
What? Now, where was this?
Let's see. It's from the Limestone County.
Oh, Athens, Alabama, or up in that way.
Limestone County. Now, she was arrested for possession. She's 48 years old. Her name is Jennifer Hall. She was taken into custody.
I bet Jennifer's got some pretty teeth.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, she, I mean, look, that's a woman. Or something.
Ooh, she looks like, like her upper plate slipped.
Kind of looks like Steven Tyler. Anyway. But here's how it all went down. It's not just like, oh, they pulled her over randomly and, oh, look at that meth in your hand. No, Limestone County Sheriff's Office Deputy and Spokesman Stephen Young told the local news that the woman pulled a bag containing methamphetamine from a baby wipes container when deputies arrived, because she called them. And she said to the deputies, "I want this dope tested." Do you think that's what she sounded like? "I want this dope tested."
She might have sounded like Mary from Bucky's. "I need to have this stuff tested. I want to make sure they're not screwing me on the dealer's end."
According to authorities, she said she believed it had been tainted. Tainted with another drug. "I want my meth pure." Young says the woman acknowledged taking the drug but couldn't remember when. Oh, okay. The newspaper reports Hall was charged with possession of a controlled substance and remained in jail early Thursday with a bail set at $2,500. It wasn't immediately known if she had a lawyer. Oh, well, I doubt she did. That is Sweet Home Alabama.
I have a question, though. Let's say you're pulled over and you have ecstasy. Let's say you have cocaine. How do they know it's cocaine? How do they know it's ecstasy? Do they actually test it?
Yeah, they have.
Or send it somewhere?
They have field tests, but the field tests are notoriously faulty. I mean, sometimes they're right.
Like when you get out of the car and you're asked to count to from 100 backwards? Or that, is that what you mean by field test?
No, like they have field test kits.
Oh, kits.
So, no, there was one. It was an absurd story. Out of, I think, South Carolina. A guy who was pulled over, and the police officer said, "You know, you're going pretty fast there, sir." He's like, "I know, I was trying to get somewhere." He said, "What's that white substance on the hood of your car?"
And he's like, I assume it's like bird poop or something. Like, I don't know. I don't think it is bird poop. So they test the substance on the hood of his car. And the test comes back as positive for cocaine.
What a waste.
So actually, they then take it to an actual lab after, arresting the guy. And it's just bird poop. So the test came back faulty. But I just love the thought process of that, like, sheriff deputy in that part of the country. It's like, this guy seems like he's on the up and up. But he was going a little fast. And you know where I would hide my cocaine? I would hide it right on the hood of my car to make it look like bird poop. These criminals are getting more and more wily. Like, give me a break, man.
Really?
And I do have a series of stories here if I could find it in my bag.
Bag of tricks.
Yeah. And it looks like we're booking guests left and right. We're booking guests left and right. But it's a series of stories that are, well, kindly called, brickbats. This idea is, well, bureaucrats acting poorly. Bureaucrats acting very, very poorly indeed. And, I'm going to have to pull it up online. But essentially, these guys collect all sorts of stories of bureaucrats, police officers, politicians themselves, either acting badly or just absolutely absurdly. That you have to step back and remember, folks, that there are some people working in government, serving in government, who, do the best they can. And we meet them all the time. I've learned not to paint too broadly a brush, saying, oh, they're all, criminals, throw them out. But power does tend to corrupt. And it can lead people to do, some shady stuff. For instance, let's see. Let's go to Reason.com is the place that does these brickbat stories. Well, we're going to have to find it in a second.
Yeah, you're really on top of this.
Oh, I'm so on top of it. No, but this is the one from the 4th, from today. The headline is Taking a Dump. In Philadelphia, people in a sanitation truck with a city logo were caught on video dumping demolition debris on a city street. The office of Mayor Jim Kenney, who has made cracking down on illegal dumping a major priority, says it's investigating the matter. Officials say they are trying to find out what above the truck was a city truck and who was operating it at the time. So, it's just little stuff like that. Some of them are more than absurd than others. But you have to wonder, when does the government live up to its own standards that it expects we, the citizens, to live up to? Also, more brickbats in a second, but I'm reminded of something now that I'm looking through my notes here. You remember Stormy Daniels?
Yes, I do. Horse face.
Yeah. The porn star that Donald Trump allegedly slept with.
Called her horse face.
Where did you look? She was being represented by Michael Avenatti. Remember that guy? Former racer. Way too done up. He was such a... like, what a fall from grace.
Oh, no doubt.
He was being hailed as, a presidential candidate in 2020. Well, now, years later... Michael Avenatti has filed court papers demanding $450,000 from Stormy Daniels. Michael Avenatti is suing Stormy Daniels. How the
it's a little tit for tat there.
Indeed, Jack. Yeah, he represented Stormy for a while. He filed a lien claim in an Ohio federal court Wednesday that says Daniels owes him more than $2 million for legal services, costs, and expenses.
Wow. That's what happens when you take on the president and lose.
And I love how these two people were the ones hailed that are going to bring down President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're sitting here fighting each other. It's amazing how that works. But I think we should take a break early here, Jack, because our guest is here. We're having a little too much fun.
We are. It's Frivolous Friday.
Frivolous Friday, indeed. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. We'll be right back. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Paging Kathy Hayes. Hey, Kathy Hayes. Kathy Hayes, if you're listening, you need to call.
H-A-Y-S.
K.
Oh.
Kathy Hayes. I didn't hear you. I didn't have your
mic on. No, Hayes.
Oh, H-A-Y-E-S.
E-S. Okay.
Kathy Hayes. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour, because you're the latest name in the name game. So Kathy Hayes, again, 396-5477 for your chance to win our massage package.
Is she any kin to Emily Hayes? Because if so, we're gonna have to disqualify her.
Don't be silly. You're all over the place today, Jack. And now that you got friends in the studio, I feel outnumbered, and like I just,
you feel like that Fox show, don't you?
The walls are closing in on me.
Good, because you're hydrophobic.
Yeah. Anyway, Kathy Hayes, 396-5477. Give it a call for a chance to win the massage package from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. A 1-hour massage once a month for a whole year. Incredible prize. So call that number, Kathy.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Number 15033. Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my 2 stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368, an equal housing lender.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
You sound like a guy that answers the phone at a funeral home.
Welcome back, folks.
All rise.
Would you like me to change how I introduce the show when we come back in?
Well, it's so serious. And it's Friday.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, I like that there, Joe.
Jackass.
Look at this, Jack. We have one of your friends in the studio here. I just met him. Seems like a great guy. I'm not sure about you. But I like him.
Yes.
I like him.
I'd like to introduce my longtime friend and one of my political allies that we fought a lot of battles together, especially his dad, who was one of my favorite people ever, Billy McFarland from Tuscaloosa. And yes, McFarland Boulevard is his family, McFarland Mall. They fell on bad times. They were thinking about renaming that street. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Billy is kind of an entrepreneur. He's into real estate development, a lot of other things. But he's a Republican activist, and he is really one of my favorite people. I've known his family for a long time. But anyway, welcome, Billy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing? You got it down. You're pretty good. So what's on your mind today? What do you, I know what I could bring up. You have kind of shed the light on the fact that there's a bingo operation in Greene County called Green Track, and you and your folks were doing some digging around, and you found that the proprietor slash owner of Green Track owed $76 million in back taxes to the state of Alabama. And you brought it up, and then some other people followed up on it. It actually went to a Department of Revenue tribunal, am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And they exonerated or excused the debt?
It was a really odd ruling. The Alabama Tax Tribunal chief judge made a ruling about a month ago.
Yeah.
Jeff Patterson's his name. But anyway, it's one of the worst rulings and most puzzling rulings I've ever read, but saying basically that because Green Track, less than 5% of Green Track's business over in Greene County is horse and dog racing, all by remote simulcast, that they were exempt from all taxes, which exempts the other 95% of their business. So the state of Alabama has actually appealed that last Friday in Greene County.
Appealed that judge's ruling.
Correct, so that the state could be reimbursed. But I think the larger issue that's kind of odd, and I just speak for myself as a West Alabama citizen, is every year the owner of Green Track gets Senator Singleton and Representative McCampbell to introduce legislation that would basically shut down all of the other electronic bingo facilities. And, of course, Greene County is one of the poorest counties in America and employs hundreds of people at those different facilities. So why would someone looking out for Greene County want to take away the largest employment base there?
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Well, because they don't want competition. But the bigger picture is it, you're right. How many, was it hundreds of people, thousands of people? How many other facilities are there?
Well, under the current sheriff, up until the current sheriff's administration, there was just one. It was the Green Track was a monopoly, but now there are four facilities, and each of those facilities employ over 100 people. And they're good jobs. So especially for that area, it's critical because it has double-digit unemployment in Greene County. So if this legislation that Green Track's been pushing ever made it through, thankfully it hasn't yet, you would see the unemployment rate probably double in a matter of weeks.
Wow. Hmm. Well, if now out of the full spirit of full disclosure, you are an officer in one of those bingo charities.
Correct.
And as I understand it, that if you operate a bingo facility in Alabama, you must dedicate part of your profits to charitable groups or affiliations or community stuff. And y'all
Tell the listeners, all right, now what is the name of your charity?
The charity, and I'm just representing myself today, but the charity that I'm the treasurer of is the TS Police Support League. And our website is www.greencountylawenforcement.org. And last year, we gave away $1.7 million back into the community. Everything from subsidizing the hospital to providing college scholarships for children to purchasing new ambulance and fire engines. Just a whole host of activities that we do to support Greene County.
Now, y'all also did a school supply deal, didn't you?
Oh, we've done that for 4 years in a row now. And again, the current sheriff, Benison, Jonathan Benison, who licensed these other facilities, has basically opened the door to allow a lot more charitable support come into Greene County, which is sorely needed.
Wow, that's a lot of money, $1.7 million. So y'all bought like an ambulance?
Oh, yeah, we spent $110,000 refurbishing the ambulance. We bought fire truck. We bought several police vehicles, gave college scholarships for kids, gave support to the Catholic nuns who provide social services. I mean, the list goes on, and we have a long 6 or 7 page list. But we're proud of what we're able to do. And this year it'll be close to $2 million that we've given away. So we're grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve.
That's pretty cool. That's a lot of money.
It is for Greene County, for sure.
So what else is going on? What's going on in state government that has raised your ire? Anything?
Well, you know, I'm just a little disappointed, I guess, as a longtime Republican, as you are. I'm a little disappointed in the state party. I got an email just the other day that in the state of Texas, the Republican Leadership Initiative, the state party, is sponsoring that statewide to gear up for the 2020 elections. And I would have hoped that, being the red state that we are, that our state party would do the same, but I notice where they still haven't. They've been announcing that they would do it for now for about 3 years, but we have yet to actually start the trainings.
Now, a few weeks ago, the state party met in Auburn. They try to have their, like, quarterly. Is it quarterly or yearly?
It used to be quarterly. Now it's twice a year.
All right.
Yeah.
So they meet in different cities. They met in Auburn. And there was sort of an underhanded move by the chairperson mm-hmm. of the Republican State Party, Terry Lathan, where delegates would be chosen by the party leadership rather than by the voters. Because right now, if you're running as a delegate, you're actually on the ballot in the county you run in, and you've pledged your support for a particular candidate. And she wanted to change those rules so that she could pick them. Is that what it was?
Well, essentially, that's what would happen, and it was sort of an insidious move because there was very little publicity surrounding. I was on the state committee for years, and there was very little disclosure or publicity surrounding the vote. When the word got out, people started to see what was actually going on, which was essentially a coup. You know, I ran for delegate in 2004 for President Bush and was elected, and I just feel like that the people ought to have the authority and power to choose who we send, not the chairperson of the party.
I agree with that.
But thankfully, the party did vote. They did not garner the sufficient number of votes needed to change that. But the chairperson kept saying that President Trump's reelection campaign was pressuring her to do it. But I talked to Perry Hooper, who's the chairman of the Trump Victory for this state, and he said, no, that's not true. He said, this is a power, you know, that in other words, the president's campaign was not involved. It was a power grab by the top state party.
That's weird.
Yeah. Here, let's go to the phones real quick. Cooper just called in. Hey, Cooper, welcome to the News and Views.
Hey, I apologize for missing the very first part of the show, so, I mean, you may have answered some of my concerns. I just tuned in when a few minutes ago, y'all were talking about if they shut down some bingo parlors, people would be put out of work. Let me say right off the bat, I'm in favor of legalized gambling. If people want to do it, let them do it. Let it be statewide. That being said, what aggravates me is the unequal treatment of by different governors, different attorney generals, different sheriffs. It seems like, you know, some people are allowed to keep on doing what they're doing and others are not. And after saying that, if it's going to be against the law, it needs to be against the law. If it's going to be legal, it needs to be legal. I don't understand how some counties can just keep on doing this. I don't care if they have to put people out of work. It's either against the law or it's not.
Well, the way it works, Is it? It's voted on in a local referendum, isn't it, Billy, to
yes,
allow?
That's right.
And then the sheriff is the administrator of the program, basically.
Right. In 2003 in Greene County, the state legislature approved a local constitutional amendment, 743, which then went on the ballot in Greene County and was passed by the local citizens. That's how it's established in that county.
What about Houston?
What about Macon County?
Macon and Lowndes, Macon, Lowndes, and Greene all have the local constitutional amendments that were passed by the state legislature and then approved by the voters. I'm not certain about Houston. That's a foggier area. I just don't know.
Well, I think they had voted on allowing bingo like 10 years ago or 12 years ago or even longer than that. And then when they tried to open up that facility, they, you know, the attorney general went after them and everything else. Not the attorney general, but the governor.
Yeah.
Well, I seem to remember the Highway Patrol going into Macon County also. Am I incorrect?
No, you're right. Under Governor Bob Riley, he interpreted electronic bingo statutes differently than the other governors did. Hence, that's when they conducted those raids by the state police, and that was, I guess, back in 2011, 2010. That area.
Do you see a problem here?
Yeah, definitely. There's not an equal playing field.
Exactly.
Right.
It's who's, you know, who's the buddy and who's getting the payment under the table. That's why I don't understand. Well, I mean, I understand, but I wish the governor would go ahead and put this to a vote once and for all.
Cooper, are you aware of the famous Chick-fil-A meeting?
I'm not sure if I am or not.
All right. Bob Riley called Milton McGregor on the phone. He said, I need you to come over to my office and we'll have a little lunch. And so Milton, God rest his soul, who's really one of my favorite people, he goes over there to the governor's office and they break out Chick-fil-A platters or whatever. And in that meeting, Bob Riley looked at Milton McGregor and said, Milton, you need another lawyer, don't you? And he said, well, no, Governor, I'm broke out with lawyers. He said, well, you know, you need maybe to get somebody like on retainer from, you know, $8,000-$10,000 a month. They don't have to be all that active, but it'd be good to have. Well, what he was hawking for was his son.
Of course.
Rob Riley. And when Milton said no, it was about 6 weeks later that that facility in Macon County was raided. That is a fact.
Well, cool. Bob Riley was one of the biggest crooks that we've ever had in the governor's office.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
And, you know, I guess you've got to remember, too, if you took all of the local amendment counties and added them together, they would have less machines than any one Porch Creek gaming facility, just saying.
Enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Indians are allowed to operate unvetted. They don't have to pay taxes. Aren't they federally protected?
I got to tell you guys, ever since I came on these radio airwaves, when I was interning with Dan Morse, this had to be 10 years ago, gambling has been an issue. I know it's been an issue longer than that.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of this in the sense that it should be fully legal. Now, you know, somebody's scratching somebody else's back. I'm sure even if we make it legal, we'll still be on. But I'm so tired of, to your point and to, like, Cooper's point, this idea of the new governor with the new AG gets to sort of enforce the rules willy-nilly. I'm tired of this even being a conversation, let's be honest.
Like, all right. Let me bring this up. Who's our attorney general? Steve Marshall.
Right.
Where is he from? He grew up in Atmore, Alabama. What's in Atmore, Alabama? One of the biggest Indian gaming facilities in the state. Mm-hmm. There are people in his family who are members of the tribe, and that's all I have to say. And so you wonder why they get preferential treatment. Now, he hadn't done anything yet, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
And right. So, anyway, I brought that up a long time ago. And
it's just another example of when you don't have clear rules. And a lot of this is the legislature could push this. We could have a vote of the people. I think the people are at the point where they would be for it. I think Cooper's voice is not alone by any means. And I think, well, as long as you have this gray area in the legal regime, you're going to have this corruption that's just ripe.
I mean, you could put gambling across the street from me, and I wouldn't go, not because I'm morally opposed, because I'm no good at it.
No, I've only gambled
once. And I know they're in the business to win. I went over to Biloxi probably 20 years ago and lost $80, and I said, all right, I That's all I'm going to lose. I'm not losing more money.
I've only gambled in an actual casino once up at the MGM National right outside of D.C.
Nice. Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun, but I realized very quickly playing blackjack, playing, you know, craps a little bit, playing roulette, that I was like, I do not need to do this often. Because it is addictive. It can be a lot of fun. It's like, oh, I almost had a chance.
Yeah, really. I mean, but, so I'm not out there, you know, pushing that we have legalized gambling, but I don't know why we don't and tax
right.
it. And in a state as impoverished as Alabama, but, you know, it's like John Archibald wrote a column today, which I didn't get to him, saying who owns Alabama? He says it's the timber people. And that is a very good point. 70% of the land in Alabama is timberland.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, I have timber,
right.
not a lot, but a little bit. And I hate to cut it because of the taxes.
Well, we're not saying it's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's just the fact.
Right. Well, yeah. And the thing is that they've always been against property. If we had a property tax increase and dedicated part of it to state government, not anything big, just, you know, maybe $20 a year per parcel of land, you know, that would generate, I don't know how much, probably hundreds of millions of dollars. But the timber people fight it every time. Alpha fights it every time. And, I mean, I get it, but we're, you know, I hate to say it, we're undertaxed.
Well, what about our new gas tax?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the problem I had with it. The problem I had with it is you knew it wasn't going where they told you it was going. And sure enough, Arthur Orr tried to get his grimy little paws. He's chairman of the budget committee.
Wait, they're little?
Well,
his paws are little?
Well, but that didn't mean anything.
I guarantee there's no problem there. No problem. And by the way, stay tuned for the press conference. That's where I'm going to put my meat on the table. Trump steaks from Sharper Image. Anyway.
Boy, that blew that out of the water. No, but I mean,
no, we need your infrastructure. But Alabama, you need to get your roads good so we can match it with federal funds. If the Democrats would stop impeaching me.
But I mean, we're totally, you know, we're totally undertaxed in Alabama. Not that I'm advocating more tax, but like sin taxes, like
right.
tax cigarettes. But the gas tax, you know, you got Arthur Orr wanting to dredge a port up in Limestone County or wherever it was. And you got, of course, the Mobile Bay thing that everybody's in economic development said, no, we really needed to do that. It would improve the entire port down there. We could bring in larger boats and all this
that
stuff.
That makes sense.
Not have to go to Savannah. And I get that.
Right.
But the way KIV wanted to punish people to say, she had a map supposedly in her office and she had every district drawn. And if she, you know, if you voted against, she says, you know, if you vote against this tax, see this area you represent, they're not going to get any of the gas tax money. I mean, it was pretty high-handed.
Right. And these sort of these backroom meetings, like, you know, not literal, well, threats.
Yeah.
That's how you get things done, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I understand part of it, but anyway, our roads and bridges are in such disrepair that, you know, some school buses can't go across certain bridges. They have to go miles out of their way to cross a little body of water, like a creek, because the bridges aren't safe.
Right.
Anyway.
There's just so many. We got to hit a break here. But, you know, Billy, I'm learning more and more about state politics from Jack and folks like yourself. And I just, it's so stinky. Now, there are a lot of good people around trying to do good things, but you get caught. It's like these good people get caught up in a system that just encourages the corruption or at least conflict of interest. It's ridiculous. But I guess that's politics. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Billy McFarland. Hey, Carolyn.
And the Thompson triplets on the
twins, Jack, twins.
Oh, well, there's three of them.
We'll be back.
Look at our life now. Tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears and we cry until dawn.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more?
What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. And MLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This report.
Investors' sentiment has improved today after the employment report for September offered no signs of recession. There were 136,000 new jobs created, slightly weaker than expected, but the unemployment rate slipped to 3.5%, the lowest in five decades. Also, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the atmosphere with China has improved in advance of this month's trade talks. Kudlow says, as far as he knows, all issues are on the table. HP shares are down more than 7% after reports saying it plans to cut up to 9,000 jobs and will restructure to deal with shrinking demand for its printers. McDonald's is bringing back the McRib for a limited time. The company says the barbecue sandwich will return as early as Monday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I pulled in the Nazareth. I was feeling about a half past dead.
Welcome back to News and Views, 9 to noon. Joey Clark. Hey, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
All right. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. I love when Kim.
I love me some Kim Williams.
She's great. She's so good. And Kim and her staff at Alabama Home Mortgage stand ready to help you with buying your first home or refinancing your current home. So don't send all your sensitive information and really all your trust, all some company across the country doesn't actually know you and your situation. Go to Alabama Home Mortgage where they'll tell you the truth. They'll assess your situation, and if you're ready, they'll be like, yeah, we can make you a great deal here with a refinance or get you a great rate for that new home. But also, they'll tell you if you're not ready, she'll say you're not ready. But this is how Kim Williams has customers coming back to her because they actually trust her.
they trust her to give them the straight answer. So they have low rates of many style loan programs, including VA and FHA. Don't take out an additional loan. Well, pull from equity for home improvements or Christmas coming up. If you want a big Christmas, it could all work out. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. 567-4223, or on the web at alabamahomemortgage.com. It's completely spelled out now, alabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. They're, of course, an equal housing lender. So.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You got all tickled there for a second, Jack.
Well, yeah, and I don't Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I would say it on the air, but then people blow a gasket. Anyway, hey, Billy, you've been around. Well, your dad, in particular, his dad was a big activist in the Republican Party, and we were active back in the days. You know, we used to laugh. Joel Dabena, Martha Roby's dad, who's a federal judge now, was the chair of the local party, and we would have meetings. We would have them in Judge Hooper's circuit court room. Of course, the Democrats were allowed to meet there, too. So it wasn't like they were, because believe me, back then there were no Republicans. We would have these meetings and have like 15 people there. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So you're a lot younger, but you kind of remember that.
I remember the state committee being held up at the Ramada Inn in Dodge City, and Bucky McMillan, the judge, was like the featured speaker, and there might have been 60, 75 people there statewide for the state executive committee. Now there's over 1,000.
Well, yeah, and Bucky ran. Guy, he was on the Court of Criminal Appeals for a long, long time. He's a guy from Mobile. I knew him when I was in college, and he's a good guy. But Bucky was real quiet. He went about, did his work, and he wasn't seeking any headlines or anything like that. But he served on the court like 30 years. But that was back in the day when you had people like Edgar Weldon of Birmingham, who is a truly great guy. I don't think Edgar gets the accolades that he deserved.
There are a lot of people that don't. Ginger Austin over in Bullock County was an early Republican leader.
He was.
And, of course, Winton Blunt, the chairman, who raised a lot of money. He probably raised more money 30 years ago than the current chairman raises today.
Well, that's true. And of course, his dad, Winton Blunt III, is who we were talking about, who was chairman of the party. But his dad, who was of a huge contractor in Montgomery, did work worldwide, was Richard Nixon's postmaster general. He had great Washington contacts. And in his house out on Vaughn Road, his wife taught me English at Lanier. And one day I was in there, and she said, "Jack, I know you'll like this room." And so it was like this big den, and the entire wall was lined with pictures of Red Blunt and dignitaries from all over the world. Most of them were all signed, and you know, to my friend Winton Blunt or Red Blunt. It was really cool, all the history in that room. And I guess a lot of that stuff still hanging because they donated that that Blunt mansion to the state. And supposedly Robert Bentley lived there a while when there was a little heat at the mansion.
Oh, really?
But yeah. But anyway, there were real pioneers back then. Perry Hooper Sr., who served on the Republican National Committee with Gene Sullivan
of Selma.
Oh, my God. You talk about a wild woman, mean as a snake. But I sure like Gene.
She did a great job.
She couldn't stand Governor Hunt. I remember when I first went to work for him, Governor Hunt said, "Jack, you need to run over there to Selma and see Gene and get her calmed down." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, she hates me, and it's just not." So I went over there and sat on her back porch and drank tea. It was in the afternoon, so the only reason we didn't get the whiskey. But we visited for like 2 hours, and I was crazy about her after that. I mean, she and I had a great, great conversation. She was not as adversarial to Guy. But she and Perry Sr., they're both dead now, so I can tell this story. You know, Perry Jr. be calling me up wanting to dispute it. But at the 1976 Republican National Committee meeting, or the Republican National Convention in Kansas City, the way it is you have delegates that are you know, each state has a certain number of delegates. And whoever wins that state, they don't proportion out what delegates were for Ford or what delegates were for Reagan. But you remember Reagan ran against Ford in the Republican primary that year, and Ford was the sitting president, and Reagan ran and damn near won. If it had not been for Clark Reed in Mississippi, Billy, and you remember that name.
I do.
He delivered the votes that put Ford over the edge. But at the convention, Alabama's delegates, by rule, were all pledged to go to Ronald Reagan. Well, Perry Hooper Sr. and Gene Sullivan were, I think, kind of supporting Gerald Ford because he was the sitting president. They didn't want to upset the apple cart and all that. So they were going around trying to get the delegates to agree to change their votes to Gerald Ford. And it failed miserably, and they looked like idiots at the time. Now, Hooper denied this to me later. I said, Judge, I remember. No, that was. But it was, and I remember it, because it was a big brouhaha. But that's what happened. I mean, there's a lot of history in our party. We don't have currently, you know, the Democrats, as many problems as we have, we're not sharing the Democrat. We don't take joy in what's happening then. Well, kind of we do. But they're in an uproar over there. Nancy Worley and Joe Reed have pretty much ruined their party. And the National Democrats, in their infinite wisdom, are trying to kind of like do an intervention and take over the state party. I think they've denied Nancy access to the Democrat National Convention.
They have. I think the Alabama Democratic Party would do well to bring some more moderate leaders like Jim or Marsha Folsom back versus the people they have in control now.
Yeah, they're a bunch of kooks. But that's all right.
Well, we got to hit a break here, gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah.
You make stuff up.
We got to hit a break at every 15-minute mark.
Is this something new?
No.
I guess we just never did it before.
272.
You're so strict.
Oh, I can be stricter.
What a strict guy.
Don't try me, Jack.
I will.
I like your stories at all, but and your wit, your wisdom.
Really?
And your friends. But, you know.
But me?
Don't try me. He just grinned and shook my hand. 272-9228. More news and views after this. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny.
And put the load right on. Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Billy McFarland's hanging out in the studio, and Carolyn's man on the phone.
Yeah, we were just talking off air about Carolyn and Billy and I are going to Dallas in later this month, and then to Austin. I'm just wondering what that trip's going to be like. I've traveled with Billy before.
From what
I'm
witnessing
here,
that's
where we discovered Bucky's.
From behind the scenes, it's going to be a hell of a trip, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we're flying. We won't have any war stories from the car.
Well, we've got some folks who've been waiting for a little while here. Let's go to Clint, 272-9228.
Hey, Clint, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jack. How are you, sir?
All right, pal.
Good. Hey, it's kind of a privilege to talk to a McFarland. To me, it is.
Well, Billy's a good man, let me tell you, and I knew his dad, and he was a great man as well.
Well, the reason I say that, I was 4 years old when we moved to Tuscaloosa, 1958.
Okay.
I remember when that mall was being built, and that already been built.
Right, it was built in 69. Yes, sir.
Right? Okay, I was there from 58 to 69. Been to the mall a few times, though, when it was built. It was amazement. You know, Tuscaloosa, you know, the biggest thing in town then was Sears and Roebuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and Piggly Wiggly. So, my question to you on gambling. I understand there's no illegal to play cards in the state of Alabama, poker.
It is currently. That's in a different class. They divide the state and the feds divide gaming into different classes, and the table games are in a different class from the machines.
Okay. Well, we need to get it passed where we can play some cards. I love playing poker, and I'm good at it.
Right.
And these slot machines, you know, they're all computerized today. Back in the day, you had the one-arm bandits, you know.
Right.
Yeah. All mechanical, and you had a good chance to win, but not today.
Yes, sir. The servers now on the electronic bingo machines and the traditional slot machines are calibrated to where they pay out like 91 cents on the dollar or whatever they're set to. That can be adjusted. But, yeah, you're right. Used to, in the old machines, they had a system of springs and weights and measures that would, it was more of a random jack,